Welcome to Instant Analysis as we take a look back at the Browns' 14-6 loss to the Baltimore Ravens in week number two. The Browns now 0-2 on the season, and another inept offensive performance by the Cleveland Browns as they are only able to muster 6 points on two Billy Cundiff field goals. And the Browns, as we look back to last week's loss to Miami in the opener, 23-10, yet in today's 14-6 loss, that's 16 total points in 2 weeks. The Browns led in both games at halftime, but have been outscored in the second half 31-3 so far in the first 2 weeks of the season, and thus they are 0-2 on the year. Brandon Whedon did not have a good game today. The numbers won't look that bad, 21 of 33 for 227 yards, no touchdowns, and no interceptions. However, a couple of delay of game penalties that were his fault at the line of scrimmage. He missed a wide open Obi-Wan Kenobi that could have went for a 62-yard touchdown. It was 2nd and 7, 2:40 left in the third quarter. They're down 7-6, and Whedon misses a wide open Chris Obanaya, and it was a blown coverage. Nobody was there. All he had to do was get him the football, and more than likely, Obanaya waltzes into the end zone instead. It falls incomplete. On the next play, they get a delay of game. So a 3rd and 7 becomes a 3rd and 12. And then the rest unfolds. Pressure, incomplete pass, tipped pass, and the offense continues to struggle. Even though Trent Richardson carried it 18 times today, only gained 58 yards, 5 catches, 21 yards. So he had a total of 79 yards on offense. That's not enough. This Browns offensive line struggling big time. And we can mention everybody from the right tackle, Schwartz, all the way over to Joe Thomas. And, of course, O'Neal Cousins, can't forget him. They've given up 11 sacks already in 2 games this year. Whedon leaves the game as he bruised his hand or thumb on a helmet following through on a pass. Jason Campbell comes in. This guy is supposed to be a veteran. Yes, I know there was no way he was going to go 99¾ yards and get the 2-point conversion to tie this game up at 14-all. But still, on 4th down, you have to pick up the 1st down or the game's over. You've got to throw it past the chains, the marker, to get the 1st down. You can't underhand a throw 5 yards behind the 1st down marker and expect to pick up the 1st down. So what if it gets intercepted? So what if you throw it down the field, it gets tipped, and it gets picked off? You have to at least try and pick up the 1st down, and for a veteran like Jason Campbell to come in there and have a brain fart like he did there, that is not acceptable. The Browns quarterback play after 2 weeks, not good at all, with Whedon now 47 of 86 for 516 yards, 1 touchdown, and 3 interceptions through 2 weeks of play. The only real bright spot on the offensive side of the ball for the Cleveland Browns is tight end Jordan Cameron. Last week, he scored the game's only touchdown for Cleveland, had 9 catches and 108 yards last week. This week, 5 catches, 95 yards. He helped set up the first field goal of the game for the Browns. So he's been the lone bright spot on offense for the Cleveland Browns. Now, granted, no Josh Gordon for the first 2 games, and we're going to find out how much he really means to this team as they get him back in next week's game. So Josh Gordon out the first 2 games, Browns go 0-2. Last year, Joe Hayden suspended for the first 4 games. They go 0-4 in those games. So key players to this team, when they're out of the lineup, it really hurts the Browns because they don't have a lot of depth. And Hayden arguably is your best defensive player, and that affected the team last year. And you could argue that Josh Gordon is the team's best offensive player, and without him in there, they score 1 touchdown in 2 weeks. Some bright spots today. You've got to give credit to the Browns defense as far as holding the Ravens to 14 points. The run defense has been solid the first 2 weeks. They've had a decent pass rush. That's something that they really beefed up in the offseason. So defensively, they've done some decent things. But the one problem on defense that continues to rear its ugly head is the cornerback position opposite Joe Hayden. Again today, buster screen, Chris Owens, late in the game. Game still in doubt. What do the Ravens do? Joe Flacco, he exploits, he picks on the weakness of this Browns defense, and that, of course, is buster screen and Chris Owens. They get 1st downs, they convert on 3rd downs, they get down near the goal line in the red zone, they get the touchdown, and they expose screen and Owens again, and the Browns are going to have to do something about that secondary if they're going to improve defensively as this season moves along. Got to give credit, though, to Barkevious Mingo. In his first game, Mingo with a sack, had a couple of pressures, batted one ball down. So that was a good thing today for the Browns defense to get Barkevious Mingo back in the lineup. And he contributed today, although be it not a lot, he did contribute. But it wasn't enough overall as the Browns lose to the Baltimore Ravens 14-6. All right, let's check out on Twitter. I love you, Twitches. Even though I'm not in the radio right now, we're doing this through KennyRota.com on my podcast. And we can still take your questions via Twitter. So, Twitches, keep the tweets coming at the Kenny Rota. That's where you can reach me on Twitter, at the Kenny Rota. Skip to Zip says, add another ping pong ball in the hopper, K, short for Kenny. The Browns at 0-2, yes. One of, I'm sure, many winless teams that would like to have victories, but at this point, you could put the Browns in the conversation for having a very high draft pick. Mark Easterling asks, what is your first reaction for the top three areas that the Browns must address before next week? Number one, they've got to shore up that right cornerback spot. They've got to do something somehow, some way, because every team is going to see that on film and they're just going to pick on Buster Skrin or Chris Owens. To me, that's number one. Number two, the offensive line has to do a better job for Brandon Whedon or Jason Campbell or Brian Hoyer, whoever it is that's back there throwing the football, as well as opening up holes for Trent Richardson to run through. The offensive line has not played well in the first 2 weeks. That would be number two. And I guess the third thing, if I would have to address, is the wide receivers. They need to run better routes. They need to know where the first down markers are. They can't come up a yard short, inches short, or in today's case, 1 inch short. You've got to know where the first down marker is. You've got to go past the first down marker. And that way, if you do have to come back, you're still beyond the first down marker to pick up the first down. So for me, cornerback, the offensive line, and the wide receivers are the three biggest areas, Mark Easterling, that have to get better for the Browns. Mike Wehner weighs in at the Kenny Rota. He says, Trent, again, with no carries in the fourth, looks like they're keeping him fresh for next year. He was in the game on first and second down, but they took him out again on third down in favor of Chris Obanaya. I don't get that. I don't understand it. To me, he's one of the better weapons you have on offense, and I think he should be in there all three downs, especially if you're behind and you're trying to pick up yards. You know it's four down territory. You got to get him on the football field. Let's see here. Steve Samico says, that's Shermer kind of adjustments at the half. Yeah, not good when you've had the lead the first 2 weeks at halftime in both games, and then you're outscored 31-3 in the second half. That is not good. Rich Ranella says, Roadman, so much for that great new coaching staff being able to make those halftime adjustments. I hear you. Rich, I hear you, and I hope things are well at All Pro Sports Cards and that. But they got to be better than what the Browns are going through right now, right, Rich? At 0-2, thanks for the tweet. Keep them coming. Jerry Odom says, could Richardson be used as a running threat on third down? Yes, and I would think, too, that, and maybe I'm wrong here because I'm not out of practice every day, he's a bigger guy than Chris Obanaya. Wouldn't he be better in there, even if you're not going to run him, to use as the blocking back? Again, I don't know if that's a weakness of his from the coaching staff's viewpoint. Maybe it is, but I still don't get not having him on the field on third downs. Matthew Balaj says, no questions, Roadman, just go Tribe. That's right, roll Tribe. They're in the wild card race. Who'd have thunk it, right? After 2 weeks, that maybe more people would be paying attention to the Cleveland Indians right now than the Cleveland Browns. It's a football city first. We know that. It's a Browns town, but the Browns starting off like they have so many times since they've been back in 1999 at 0-2, but the Indians in the thick of things in the wild card race and still an outside chance at the divisional race. So yes, roll Tribe, go Tribe. Dan Desaya says, at the Kenny Roden, Brandon Whedon, the most simple-minded QB in the National Football League. It's frustrating to watch at times. You see the strong arm, but you still see him staring down receivers, making late throws and then poor throws like the one he did to Chris Obanaya in the third quarter that could have changed the game, turned it around in the Browns' favor. But yes, Brandon Whedon not really making a case for himself in the eyes of not only the fans, but in the coaches as well. Well, what else do we have here? Eric Adams says, at the Kenny Rota, it's time for a quarterback change. Well, if he's hurt, if that thumb injury is serious, then you'll get your wish with Jason Campbell next week. I think Campbell finished 1 of 5 in the game, so it's not like he was impressive to where you would be excited about that. So there's a look at the Browns' 14-6 loss to the Baltimore Ravens here on Instant Analysis. Thanks for all the tweets, twitches. Keep them coming in at the Kenny Rota. We'll continue to break down Browns and Ohio State football games for you here on KennyRota.com with Instant Analysis. Until next time, keep it real, C-Town.